our next playwright is Christy Cassie. The play's Committed in Vengeance. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
You want to introduce yourself for me?
Sure. I'm Christy Cassie. I'm a published creative writer and English as a second language instructor. And I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. Right now I live in New Westminster on the ancestral lands of the Coast Salish people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, your cast today, Casper is reading stage directions. Crystal is the waitress. Sievert is Nazir. Aaron is Inspector Brogan. Not Aaron. Aaron's not here. Prince is Inspector Brogan. And Robin is Benaz. And the little summary of the play is Committed in Vengeance is a crime drama set in Trinidad and Tobago. When Assam Ali is murdered, Karim Sharif works in the shadows to seek retribution against his friend's killer. Benaz, widow of the murdered Assam, wages her own battle against an adversary who will stop at nothing to make her his. So stage directions are Casper. Whenever you're ready, Casper, please go ahead.
Waitress appears at kitchen doors when front doorbells jingle and Inspector Brogan enters.
Oi, Inspector Blue Eyes, is you? Early like a rooster and handsome as ever.
All the better to catch you alone, my dear.
If the big bad wolf had eyes as blue as yours, Red Riding Hood would have begged you to eat she. Your usual?
You know me too well.
Waitress bustles back into the kitchen. Inspector Brogan unfolds a newspaper and studies the article on the front page. His expression becomes grim. He doesn't look up when the waitress returns.
Between you and me, you think Karim dead or missing? You know, I go into the bakery since I was a little girl. My ma went to school with Karim's mother. Best currant rolls in Trinidad. Is true the police didn't find Karim inside?
I can't comment on the investigation.
Can't help wondering why they cast it out so.
To sell newspapers.
All right, Inspector. You investigate and so on.
Waitress heads back to the kitchen. Inspector Brogan startles when Nazir enters the cafe.
Where is Karim Brogan?
Crime scene fellas are still going through the property like you ordered.
If there was a body to find, they would have found it by now. Your man assured us Karim was in the kitchen when the fire started, did he not?
If I rush things, people will get suspicious.
Suspicious of your careless handling of Assam's murder?
I thought we were talking about Karim.
Think about it.
Assam's case is closed. Any speculation is due to the nature of island people minding everyone else's business but their own.
If people hear rumors of your affection from Benaz in university, they might start to wonder why you didn't hunt harder for her husband's killer. Oh, and look, now Assam's best friend is missing. Eliminating your competition, Brogan?
I was there, man, when you drank yourself stupid after she and Assam got engaged. You tell me, Nazir, who has a better motive, you or me?
Was that a threat, Brogan?
How do I proceed?
Find Karim, leave Benaz to me, and keep your damned voice down.
Inspector Brogan pales when Benaz enters. Nazir covers his surprise with a forced smile as she approaches their table.
Good morning, gentlemen. You've saved me a trip. I was just going to check in at the police station.
Have you been the victim of another crime?
Another crime?
I meant, that is to say, what can I help you with, my dear?
Is there anything you can tell me about Assam's case? Or Karim?
The waitress comes through the kitchen doors with a full coffee pot, sees Benaz, and comes over.
Benaz, girl, you're looking good. If I was you, I would look like a sukiyan, especially when the police so tied up.
Me, girl, I do what I have to do.
Coffee for Benaz and myself, please.
Exchanging a look with Benaz, the waitress pours coffee into two mugs and refills Brogan's mug.
Nazir prefers honey for his coffee. You have any?
Like you ain't sweet enough.
Waitress heads into the kitchen. Benaz looks at Inspector Brogan.
Well, is there any news you can give me?
So unfortunate to Sam's death. Crime in this country is sky high. Rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, as the locals say. My dear, you must try to move on with your life.
Speaking of sky-high crime in Trinidad, Brogan, you have a job to get to.
Indeed. Here, take my chair, Benaz. You both have a nice day.
Inspector Brogan exits by a front door. Benaz sits as waitress reappears with the honey.
If all you don't need anything else, I go get ready for the morning rush. Excuse me.
Waitress leaves. Nazir sits back expectantly. After a brief hesitation, Benaz picks up a spoon and stirs honey into his coffee.
You were born to take care of a man with means and power, Benaz. It's time to fulfill the destiny Allah has chosen for you.
Allah has no issue with the life I live.
Allah would not expect you to live the rest of your life alone.
I'm happy with the life I have, Nazir.
Had. The appropriate mourning period has passed.
My husband was murdered. My grief has no time limit.
He would not want you wasting time on him.
Assam came to me in a dream last night.
Speaking of intimate dreams is not appropriate, Benaz.
You were there too.
Me? I was in your dream.
Assam told me to never give up seeking justice for his death. I thought your presence in the dream meant...
Meant what?
That I should ask for your help, of course. Then I saw the playway numbers this morning. Fire. Dead man. Blood.
Voodoo nonsense.
I want answers. Justice for the man I love.
Assam is gone.
One has to wonder if someone is hindering the investigation.
Is that an accusation?
No. Of course not. I'm sorry. It's the dream. Assam is still so much on my mind. My words didn't come out right. You said I could turn to you should I need anything. Do you have any connections in the police department? Were you talking to the inspector about Kareem's case?
The inspector and I were discussing other matters.
Life in Trinidad, always another crime to talk about. It's a strange coincidence, isn't it, that Assam's best friend's bakery was destroyed, even as Assam's case stays unsolved.
If vagrants got a penny for every unsolved crime in Trinidad, homelessness wouldn't exist.
True, true. No solace to those who've lost loved ones, though.
You haven't given me an answer yet.
An answer?
A man offers to make a wealthy wife of you, and all you can do is talk about your past lover? Or, should I say, lovers? How deep is your interest in Kareem?
Assam is the love of my life. Your insinuations about Kareem are not appropriate.
Not appropriate? And what of your lack of gratitude? Or did you not receive my gift?
What gift?
You would sit there and lie to my face. What other secrets are you keeping, Benaz? Perhaps you are the one who knows something I don't.
You are the one who seems to be tracking my every move.
Where is Kareem, Benaz?
Missing.
Don't lie to me.
I apologize for asking you for answers you don't have, Nazir. I've taken up enough of your time.
Benaz stands to leave, but Nazir rounds the table and grabs her arm.
Is he monitoring us even now?
Monitoring? Who?
Should I thank him for expediting my plans?
Who's monitoring you? Expediting what plan? I'm sorry, Nazir, you are making no sense.
Look around. There's no one here to see your dramatics.
You are the one who's concerned about being monitored.
Such disrespectful talk. It's time you got a taste of the life I have waiting for you, Benaz.
Where are you taking me?
Your dead husband can't protect you now. Neither can Kareem, wherever he may be. You are mine now, as you should have been years ago.
Nazir hustles Benaz out of the cafe's front doors with an arm around her waist. Peeking through the kitchen doors, the waitress enters the cafe when it's empty. She sits at the table where Benaz had been and pulls her cell phone from her apron pocket. She places a call.
It's me. Man, Benaz playing Nazir like steel pan in Carnival. What? No, Nazir sound more crazy than suspicious. You know, like them people in the madhouse who always thinking alien spying on them? I know, Benaz go handle she self, but What y'all gonna track she fast? Such a good soul, that woman.
Disconnecting the call, waitress looks down at the newspaper still on the table.
Nod. Don't tell me Inspector Blue Eyes is in this too.
Sucking her teeth, waitress picks up the dirty dishes and exits through the kitchen doors.